And that is an interesting question about you in this construction business. Were you good with your hands?
Yeah. And one thing I did, I went through the union apprenticeship program starting when I was 16. That's the soonest you could do it back then. Now I think you have to be 18 because of OSHA. Went all through the four-year apprenticeship program where they teach you how to build stairs and rafters and use a framing square and how to be safe with skill saws and drills. You know, I worked for the company all those summers, building forms and pouring concrete, using a level to lay out, you know, to get things in the right place.
So then there were those that when you became an executive position, they also knew that he can do some of these things himself.
Yeah, and Dad was a big believer in hard labor. All the boys, we all worked construction. One of my brothers also worked on the ranch, hauling hay too, which I never had to do that, fortunately. But we all worked a lot of construction. I worked a couple of years in Houston. One of my brothers worked in Houston one year with me. I worked in Oklahoma City one summer on Presbyterian Hospital. If you ever find yourself in the morgue at Presbyterian Hospital and lean on a wall, that's a concrete wall that I built.
All right. Back to being an intern for Henry Bellman. Were you intern for anybody else? Did you do any other Washington?
Just Henry Bellman.
For a couple of...
2 years.
2 years.
And then I had the first year of law school, which, as you probably have heard, is pretty intense, first year. But then the second year, where it's not so intense, I went back to work on the Hill. I went to work for Senator Hugh Scott, who had been the Senate Minority Leader from Pennsylvania. Really nice guy. And he left the Senate, and I went with him and went to a new office of a Philadelphia law firm, the new Washington office. And it was very interesting. It was Senator Scott. It was a guy named Hendershot that had been the county attorney or city prosecutor in Philadelphia, and the brother of Alex Haley that had just written Roots. That was pretty famous back then. His brother's name was Charles. Anyway, he was the third lawyer in the office. So these three lawyers, all very interesting people, and me.
So how did that work out?
Oh, it was great. It was fun. And Senator Scott, they used to have these partners meetings up in Philadelphia every couple of months, and I'd go up with him on the train to meet some of the folks in Philadelphia, and it was very interesting.
You're around all these political people. Did you think that one day you would want to be a politico yourself?
No. I always thought that I would be interested in the issues and in policy and in trying to impact things, but not necessarily to run myself. I just never really thought it would be interesting to spend that much time trying to raise money. The more I've been around it, the less I like the idea of personally running. I'm kind of private, really. But I've always, ever since college, wanted to be involved in the policy side of things, especially foreign policy and where the country's going and why we do the things we do. Helping good candidates is one way to exercise public service without actually running yourself.
I am sure you've been asked many times to run for office. And that was an easy no, was
it?
It's
an easy no. I've been asked a time or two by people that really don't understand my strengths and weaknesses. Otherwise, they wouldn't do it.
So what is your weakness?
I just really would probably never have the discipline to stay out on the campaign trail as hard as these people have to do. It's nice to have personal time. It's nice to read a book. I'm reading The Next Decade by George Friedman right now. He wrote The Next 100 Years a couple of years ago. I'm usually always reading one book in Spanish, either Carlos Fuentes or Gabriel Garcia Marquez or Vargas Llosa, somebody like that. You know, I would never have the discipline to just go 100% onto the campaign trail.
All right, then about reading, and you're so busy, when do you find time for reading?
Well, I read 3 hours yesterday.
Do you read 3 hours during the day? Or when do you do?
Last evening, before dinner and after dinner.
So it's an evening activity.
Instead
or
of watching
something.
TV, I read on airplanes.
A lot of people say they don't have time, but I guess you can cut out TV to do that, can't you?
Airplanes are a great place to read.